Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good.
Need some wipes?
Welcome in. Zolak and Bert.
Have some wipes there.
Yeah, what's going on here?
People are sick.
No Fred again? Drop dead Fred? Get the wipes out.
It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks from what? Everybody's just getting right again in my house.
All right, you want to wipe?
Yeah.
A wipe.
Yep.
Well, people are heathens.
They're pretty gross.
Ugh, like rock and roll.
Here, Hardy, I'm going to split what's left of the wipes here. Two for me. Put those back in. Send them over like a tube at the bank drive-thru. There you go. Yeah, nice. All right. You catch that press conference last night from the Red Sox, Heim Bloom?
A press conference?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I know that. I'm joking because he had to read a statement. What the hell's the ownership group?
So these guys,
two of the biggest players in the team, that pissed me off last night.
The guys that cover the team were standing outside the building down there. Did you see that scene unfold on Twitter?
Strange.
They're outside. Taking pictures. I think it was Chris Smith who posted a picture of the building with the lights on. And he's like, yes, somewhere in there, Heim Bloom is still hiding out. We're waiting for him. They're waiting outside the building. Like, that was their plan, was to chase him down in the parking lot last night until the Red Sox, with about, I don't know, half an hour to spare, it felt like, maybe it was less, said, we'll hold a press conference. And they invited everybody inside at like 7:15 to have a press conference last night.
Hell of a day down there.
It's like an impromptu press conference.
Oh, yeah. Real impromptu.
So they have Heim Bloom up there, and he begins his press conference last night with this was a strategic misstep on his part. I would not recommend doing this again. Starts with a statement, written statement that he's reading from on paper, like read, turn the page. Here it is.
First, on behalf of our whole baseball operations staff, I want to say thank you to Mookie and thank you to David. Both of these men have made places for themselves in Red Sox history that will never be forgotten. They excelled on the field. They played with passion, grit, and intensity.
Oh.
And they helped bring a world championship to Boston. I've known David for a long time. I have always known him as the ultimate competitor. He demands so much of himself, and his legacy with this franchise in the end is this, that in 2018, he put this team on his back on the biggest stage, and when it mattered the most, he delivered. And as for Mookie, in his time in our uniform, he has been one of the greatest to ever wear it. Off the field, he represented us with class, always. In the last few months, I've been able to see how special he is to so many people in this organization and how much he means to them. He is as great a person as he is a player. Mookie means as much to our fans as he does to our staff. We all know that. This trade is a very hard one to make. But our mission, our charge as a department, is to compete consistently year in and year out, and to put ourselves in position to win as many championships as we can. That's behind everything that we do. And we can only accomplish that goal with a talent base at all levels of the organization that is deep, broad, and sustainable. Acquiring Alex Verdugo.
I'm done.
I mean, that's enough.
Stop with the statements.
Corporate speak nonsense.
Our department charge.
Oh, my God.
Our department charge. This is like when you get a problem with your credit card and you call 1-800-something and somebody, you talk to one of these robots.
Hardy, you know what question he never answered last night? Why are you trading Mookie Betts?
Yeah. Because if you keep those two guys, I think you actually have a chance to contend.
Was it asked?
Why are you trading Mookie Betts?
Mookie means as much to them as he does the fans, people.
He dodged it. He never said, like, other than it's a hard one. We want a broad, sustainable
farm
base of talent.
On a sustainable ranch.
T-Bone, play the answer. We get no Jim today. We're Jimmy-less today.
He's really sick.
Let's play the answer about the CBT, how it... Even if it may not be the only fact. I mean, I was like, wait, what? Hear this.
And was there a way that you could accomplish what you wanted to do in terms of your payroll without trading with you?
Yeah, I think it's worth, you know, and we've said this before, but I think it's worth reiterating. You know, the goal to get under the CBT is not an end in itself. It's part of a larger goal. Our biggest goal, which is to put ourselves in position to compete and win sustainably for as many years as we can. And using our resources effectively is a means to that end. It's part of that goal. So we wanted to get under the CBT in service of that larger goal, and we weren't going to do it in a way that wasn't going to help us with that bigger goal.
What a disaster. So,
you know, the CBT was not a major factor
in deciding to do this deal,
as much as it was a goal for us this offseason.
This guy.
It wasn't a major factor in this deal? Well, then what are we doing here?
Oh, Shaughnessy's in today.
What are we doing here then?
Oh, I can't wait.
Why are we camping outside if this was just because you felt like, what? What are you talking about? Of course it's a major deal.
208. I know the number. 208.
It's a major goal.
It's a big one.
It wasn't what? So this was not the driving factor in this deal.
Didn't you notice that we will be under that? We have to get under that, right?
Do you think that was a slip up? Is that a slip?
No.
What is that?
No. That's spin it. That's them telling you to spin it. Come back on it.
No, like he's just saying so many words that he got lost in the words he was saying, and therefore he slipped up and said something
that was
unintended.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to put it that way. It was just a mistake.
Yeah, I think it's people that are pretty good BSers. They tend to talk more to where you could get lost.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yep.
Like, there's so much BS coming out there that he just got lost in all the words.
You can't put Henry up there because he would honestly answer the question. And then Sam Kennedy would have to jump on him to rephrase it for him, his answer. And that's the way it goes down there.
Heim Bloom is like a political candidate that you won't vote for because he just is, you don't know who he is. Who is this guy? Who is he?
He's Tom Steyer.
He's the Tom Steyer.
Change your belt.
He's the Tom Steyer.
Start there, buddy.
Of GMs. Like, what? Can you just talk? Can you just talk to me like a normal human being for 5 seconds here? 5 seconds, please. Why'd you trade Mookie Betts?
You know, the CBT was not a major factor.
Wow.
I'd have so much more respect for the Red Sox if told you exactly. I mean, we know
you
what they're
fans
doing.
Keep taking their crap.
But they do these moves and they don't even have the balls. And it's not new. It's not new for Heim Bloom. It's been going on forever over there. Yeah, we traded him because we want to get under the CBT and we think we're going to be better in the long run because we're under it. How long did that take? 5 seconds. Yep, I know you're going to hate it. You can hate us if you want. We think we're going to be better in the long run. We're going to have a chance to win more because we did this deal. That has to be their belief. Otherwise, why would you have done it? So why can't you at least say that? And we could disagree about it, and we could talk about it, but they don't have the guts to just do that. Yeah, you know what? Unpopular move. We didn't want to trade this guy. We love Mookie Betts. We didn't want to, but we think it's the right move. We think it's going to make us better. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate the time. At least you're saying something that's honest, and you sound like a normal person for 5 minutes.
It's just so bad when you preface it with, this player means so much to us and so much more to us, even the fans. And Yeah, David, and you know, I've known David for a long time. Like, everything, man. Don't preface it with all that. It's like you're just getting it ready for the setup. If they're so special to you, when you find something that's that special, you find a way to keep it. You find a way to keep it in business. If John Henry had an employee that helped him make so much damn money, and it was such a numbers game, and this guy was so much better than any other mathematician he's ever surrounded himself with, or finance guy, he would keep that guy. He would do everything he can to keep that guy, to continue to make him money. And he had a generational player that you traded away. I'm still amazed by the lack of fan pissed offness there is. There's a ton of articles written. I think beat writers are upset. Again, we knew this day was coming, and I think people set themselves up for it. I don't think there's an attachment with this guy like there was with the Ortiz-type player.
It drives me nuts when you say there's no attachment.
I'm telling you, people aren't that pissed. They're more pissed at the way they phrase things or that they're being called cheap. And Jesus, I can't believe you traded the player away. You traded Mike Trout away. Like, that's what you did. You traded Mike Trout away. They kept their guy. You didn't. You're not some mid-level team here. Your team has won it four times the last 20 years. You have it. You have the funds to keep this guy. Price, pitchers, you trade those guys away. I get that. I understand that. But this guy, wow.
617-779-0985. Your reaction to Chaim Bloom last night and the Red Sox getting the deal done. Officially, Mookie is gone. The Red Sox have completed the deal. Price is gone as well. And the Red Sox can't even tell you why they did it. They just couldn't answer the question. Chaim Bloom wouldn't answer the question.
It means so much to them.
Wouldn't answer it. Why'd you trade Mookie Betts?
Thank you for everything.
I didn't hear an answer in there. Yeah, I didn't.
A lot of thank yous and appreciations and how much they mean to everybody within the organization.
617-779-0985. There's also quotes from ownership in the form of a statement last night. More on that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And you said before that getting under the threshold was not the end-all, be-all of the goal. If your payroll was within $5 million of that, would you still have considered trading Mookie and in the benefit of the long-term sustainability and adding talent to the organization?
Good question. Hesitant to get too deep into hypotheticals, but in that case, obviously everything's part of the calculus, but I don't know that it would have changed the calculus all that significantly.
What?
Given the big picture of our position, given the need to have a strong farm system to sustain competitiveness, given the importance of having a sustainable roster if you want to compete year after year after year in this division.
Calculus.
Hesitant to get in to all the hypotheticals. I'm going to use this on my kids. Hesitant to get into all the hypotheticals. The kids, just remember, it's always part of the calculus. Or it's part of the calculus? Or get ready for this. For every answer, right? Like, this is what you're going to get every time this guy has to talk. Huh? Just go out there and talk circles around people. Just keep talking. Use your big words. Use your big words. You went to Ivy League.
Yeah. Obviously, everything's part of the calculus, but...
Everything's part of the... Frickin' obviously, robot. Everything's part of the calculus.
Charge the department charge. The departmental charge. The departmental charge.
This is so bad. Such
this is your baseball team.
Such a bad press conference last night. That this thing was a mess.
I feel bad for him because I think... Also, when you come in and you're potentially going to take this type of job... You got to have a little bit of an inkling. This is what you're brought in here to do.
Right? All right, so here's a real question. If John Henry butted in on the trade and involved himself to the point where he said that he didn't think the team got a good return, right? Do you think he's playing scared now, Chaim Bloom? He's nervous about everything he's doing?
No.
No?
No, I think he's when you're that robotic and that's the way you're trained. Like, I don't think he speaks for himself. And that's a sad part of having that type of job. Because I think somebody that has to have, that's one thing you could say about Dombrowski too. Now, he's not here anymore. But that guy thought, this is the way I got to do it, and I'm going to do it this way. And if I got to write this check, well, Mr. Owner, get your check put out. I'm going out and getting this guy. I'm getting this free agent. At least that guy had a sort of a vision. Maybe he stripped your cupboard bare, but damn it, he was going to do it his way. I don't know if this guy has a way.
So if you
again, he defers to the departmental charge.
All right, if you were going to ask John Henry and Tom Werner a question right now, what would the question be?
Why did you trade him?
Yeah, why'd you trade Mookie Betts?
Not price. Right? Not why did you want this guy or that guy? Or why did you want another minor leaguer on top of what you didn't get in return in the first place when you agreed to the actual trade?
My two questions would be: Why were you not willing to pay Mookie Betts more?
Right,
which is a legitimate question that I think would be an interesting answer.
How did 10 for 350 not get done long time ago?
Well, they didn't offer that.
Well, I know that. But I'm saying, why wouldn't he go to 350?
Like, exactly. Why would you not pay him more than what you offered?
I can understand.
Be my question. Or how high were you willing to go?
4 more years, somebody else pays him $150 million more. That's a big difference.
So,
but these people should be able to make up $50 million.
The question would be, why did you not want to pay him more? And then why did you trade him?
Obviously, everything's part of the calculus.
No, don't want to hear that.
Those would be questions that I think everybody would have for ownership. But they didn't address that in their statement. John Henry just talked about a great player, beloved player.
It's like he died.
How incredibly difficult it is for us. This is the insulting part to me.
It's like an obituary.
John Henry. This is the insulting part. Where he says, we recognize how incredibly difficult this is for fans who fully understand just how special Mookie is.
As do we.
Like, no, do you think John Henry had difficulty doing the deal?
No.
See, I don't either.
No.
Like, again, I feel like you're lying to us.
They're having a difficult time accepting the backlash.
He writes, while the organization in its entirety very much wanted to see Mookie in a Red Sox uniform for the length of his career, we believe in this decision as we are responsible and accountable. Accountable too.
Yeah.
And accountable for both the present and the future of the Red Sox. We thank Mookie for his incredible contributions both on and off the field.
See, even going to that report over the weekend, the national report, where it was like they backed off the deal because of the pressure and the backlash that they got from the media, that it was media blamed. It wasn't fan blamed. They're more worried about how they're perceived on television and radio than they are, what is the fan reaction going to be?
No, I think they're concerned with both of those things. I mean, there's only one way to hold an owner accountable, and is to not buy their tickets. That's it. It's the only way to do it.
And that's how you have to do it.
And it's not going to happen.
Right.
I'm sorry, but it's not.
Right. They're going to lower prices. Like T-Bone sent out the thing last night. You're going to be able to get in the game for $14.
Their tickets are pretty much sold. What he sent you last night is secondary market.
I know.
Other people who have purchased the tickets already at the face value from the team.
If your 7-year-old son wants to go to a game, you jump on the $14 tickets and take him in. That's
you think the Red Sox are going to take a hit at the gate this year?
No. No. They're banged out.
Almost never do.
Yeah. I feel bad for the secondary.
Remember in 2012 when Bobby Valentine was here and there were games where, you know, there was less than full attendance there.
Sure. Starting games at 6:00.
Do you think it hurt the Red Sox at the gate? No, it didn't hurt them. Huh. It hurt them at the concession stands.
And Chewbacca running around in the outfield.
Their concession business probably took a hit that year, but they're pretty much printing money as a major league team anyway, so what's it matter?
Which is sad because you can't pay a player that you love and so beloved to all the fans, to us as an organization, appreciation for everything that he's done.
Tom Werner, today's trade illustrates the difficult decisions necessary to achieve our goal,
TV guy,
which has remained unchanged since we became stewards of this franchise nearly 2 decades ago. You know what these guys are not accountable for at all? The reckless decision making that they were a part of. And really, Henry, I don't even really consider Werner being a guy we talk about ever.
No, I agree.
John Henry has zero accountability for the Chris Sale deal. None that put them in this spot. He has zero accountability for the fact that when Dave Dombrowski was hired and sort of given that mandate to go spend the money and go get David Price, that when they did it, they're now at a point where they had to spend $48 million of their own money to have him not play for them.
See, I thought I thought
he is not at all like taking accountability for all the horrible signings over the years on this team and the reckless spending on this team. He takes no accountability for that stuff.
I thought Henry said that we learned from our mistakes with John Lester and we're not going to make that mistake again, so we're signing Chris.
Yeah, and they made a much bigger mistake.
Right, but he thinks that takes me off the hook. So there, I spoke on that. Like, that's his out.
No, he scapegoated Dave Dombrowski over that. He's tried to separate himself from that decision because he clearly knows it was the wrong decision.
See, they're wrong on that.
We all knew at the time.
Their dips are dips like no other team in this city can hit, really. Because I know they like to say, well, our objective, and it's always been as stewards, is to put that competitive team out there and contend for a championship. And they pound the four, and yes, you thank them for those four. But, man, they can hit dips like no other team.
I was thinking about this last night. If you could pay $48 million right now to get rid of Chris Sale, would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Heartbeat.
That's the point you're at now.
There's $145 million left on that thing. If you could say, another team will say, we'll take it for the next 5 years at the $100 million. I'd send him packing, too.
You couldn't find a team that would do that.
No. I bet you could not find a team that if you said, listen, Chris Sale is available, and we will package $48 million in cash with him.
You didn't even want the 6'5" freak that could throw 100 miles an hour, even though he's broken down a little
bit. You couldn't get a taker. Huh? Nobody would take him. You're stuck with him. Crossing your fingers, hoping that he's going to be able to be healthy. And I'll tell you what, if he has a good season this year, I would have him on the first plane out of here at the end of the year. Get him traded, man. Get that guy off your books. You want to talk about flexibility? Create some flexibility
by
undoing that deal. I hope he wins the Cy Young this year, and I hope they trade him right away.
He'll save a lot of money. Get rid of him, JD Martinez, and pay all these other guys, and he'll start rebuilding.
He's just too big of a risk. I'm sorry. That deal is so risky and was so wrong for them to do it when they did. And that owner takes no responsibility for it. None. He has accepted no accountability. None. So don't talk to us about that. These guys, they all just use words that carry very little meaning. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon calling about Tom Brady. Hold on. Ready? Let me read this line. I'm not going to take this call. Tom Brady free agency. Can Matt Moore be the option if Brady leaves?
I don't want to ever take that call.
Okay. All right.
You take that call.
Not doing that. I'm going to go to Andrew and Milton.
Fred today.
Andrew and Milton.
Sick.
Ugh. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't know about Matt you guys. I've damn near had enough of this guy. John Henry. What's going on? Is everything all right? All right. Hey, I don't know about you guys. I've had enough of John Henry. The fact that he's going to go into this deal, you know, get on Bloom, have him redo it, and then send Bloom out on his own. I mean, are you kidding me? How can an ownership not be out there to answer any questions? And another thing on Bloom, is it just me or does he kind of have like a sort of like John Farrell, Kyrie Irving thing where he says a lot,
but Farrell. Like,
there's no substance behind his words?
Farrell's a good one. I like that.
Farrell.
That's good.
See, at least Kyrie tried to give you something of substance, but this guy seems to use big words because he's smarter than everybody in the room. So I'm going to talk circles around you all. And you're going to sit there and you're going to hurry up and try and write them down and look up the spelling of that one. What's the meaning of that? Calculus. What is the meaning of calculus? You know, to put everything into factors, all these different factors. X plus Y minus C over 3 divided by 4. Yeah, okay.
But I don't know that it would have changed the calculus all that significantly.
Yeah, I got it now. There you go. Want to change the calculus, Pete? That's why I didn't sign.
I don't know, Zoe. What was the calculus on you standing up a broom in your kitchen last night?
Suckered. I mean, that was the most entertaining 35 minutes I ever had. And
35 minutes you spent standing that broom.
Running around like, you touch that broom, kid, you're going down.
Taking pictures, sending videos.
Oh, it was awesome.
Calling family.
My sister did it in Chicago.
Calling family. She got her kids
out of bed.
The gravitational pull from the magnetic poles will allow this amazing feat to take place.
Phenomenal.
My favorite thing was you yelling at your daughter not to touch it.
Yeah.
Sam, don't touch it!
You know what? I'm most disappointed.
Kids couldn't sleep last night. Like Ghostbusters.
You
call them.
Disappointed me most about that entire thing?
What?
Your daughter.
Why?
Because
we have such high hopes for her.
Because she is the one I depend on in that house to walk in the middle of the nonsense and say, this is all BS.
She's got 98 in science right
now. You can balance a broom whenever you want.
I check what the curriculum is in that science class because...
T-Bone, you big science guy?
I have some concerns.
Yeah, me neither.
I have some concerns. No, we know you don't believe in science. So
right. Global warming.
So it's funny how you
facts
all of a sudden...
be damned.
That's right. You guys are right. Everybody else is wrong.
No, the science is right. What informs the opinion, as
show.
Opposed to, I just don't feel that way. So do you still feel that's the only day of the year you can balance the broom?
I'm going to find out when I go home today.
You said you already tried this morning.
Tried
this morning, balance,
fell down. Couldn't get it to stand this morning.
Obviously, everything's part of the calculus.
See, Hardy, it is
and
part of the calculus.
And just on record, global warming doesn't exist?
Well,
you brought it up.
Oh, no, it does exist.
Oh.
To an extent. Yeah, but not that the world's going to end in 8 years.
Is that what the science says? The world is going to end in 8 years?
Some people believe that.
Who? Show me.
We're not going to do that.
You brought it up. You always say, we're not going to do that after you say something, get challenged on it.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Global warming, yes or no?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
there we go.
Progress.
Yeah. I have a seawall.
Should anything.
It's been deteriorated. Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
We have a seawall.
Yeah.
Going on? Is everything all right? All right. Hey.
Artie has headlines. We're back with more.
More fix last.
Open phone line 617-779-0985.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Glad you asked, because we did hear that report, and that's absolutely untrue. You know, and unfortunately, when these things are going on, and especially during a process, you know, it's not something we're able to address. But that is not true.
It's Haim Bloom saying that ownership did not have any hesitation about the original deal. This is absolutely not true. I mean, I wouldn't expect him to say, yes, it's true. If it were true, would he say it? Yes, John did express his concerns to me. And then I went back and I redid the deal. So the only thing he could do is say it's not true. It's just a matter of how adamantly he wants to deny it. He was very adamant. I'll give him that.
Just say the department charged me to do it. That's all. Because we all know you work for the department now. You keep saying department, the charge of the department, right? And the new thing is as stewards now. That's what Werner keeps throwing out there.
Is it possible?
We haven't heard stewards in a while.
Is it possible that the other baseball people in the department were sort of against it? That there was an internal struggle?
I think it's part of that, and I think it may be 40% that, 60% reaction from the public or media, like the report said. I don't know. We got Dan Shaughnessy coming in at 11. He'll have something on this. He works for the Globe. He's tied in over there. Yeah, we'll see when he gets in. Yeah, I think it's all part. I think there's, you know, who to blame here? I just don't think Henry.
Who to blame for the trade?
No.
Or
who
for
who to blame
part?
for not consummating the first deal. Who to blame there? See, I don't really think Henry comes in there and says, I need you to go back and get some more. Because I don't think Henry's up to date with the baseball stuff. I think he's a numbers guy. But if Henry's there and he's got more baseball people to what you said.
What if Brian O'Halloran?
There you go. Or Sam Kennedy says, you know what? This doesn't look good. Get more.
No, think about
I don't think it's Henry.
Think about,
do you think it's Henry?
Raquel Ferreira and all these other people that work in the department.
Yeah.
Shaughnessy will tell you all their names.
Okay.
What if one of them,
part of the department,
who's been working with Haim Bloom for what, a month now?
Right.
Like, they're brand new. They've never worked together before. So if they disagree, is Haim Bloom saying, well, no, we're doing the deal this way? And they're quietly sitting there thinking to themselves, this guy doesn't know what the hell.
Here's
he's
my
doing.
Problem is, well, all of a sudden
this
now,
guy's
Haim Bloom,
an idiot.
Haim
and
Bloom
then all of a sudden, Henry sees the public reaction. And starts asking some of his more trusted baseball underlings, who then say, "Yeah, John, I wasn't in favor of this deal."
Hey, Henry came in with you guys.
But it's Haim's call.
See, I don't know if this is Haim's call. Does Haim really have that power to pull the trigger on that?
He's the chief baseball officer.
But if you work as a group, don't you?
So he's the top and head of. I know he's new. I know he's new and he hasn't done the job before. He's the guy who makes his final call now on the baseball decisions. And he reports to the owner. Yeah.
See, Patriots, we know Bill does that. Nick Cassero sits there, he slides all these names on his big board. They have a full scouting staff that comes in. They meet about it. Here, Bill, here's the top guy here. Here's your top eight.
So this is the Bill Belichick of the Red Sox. Let me help you with this. Hinebloom is the Bill Belichick of the Boston Red Sox.
Scary.
That's who he is. That's what they hired him for.
Okay. Looks like he's off to a flying start here. Then... if you're that confident, you're that smart, then why do you agree to the first deal? And then you have to come back. And all of a sudden, that pitcher's now going to the Dodgers, not coming here to where you thought you were going to have help in the back of your bullpen. Maybe something you got excited about. I don't know. He won't answer that question, right? Does that guy think, do you think Brusdar, Gratterall could have helped you right away? Maybe. Maybe he thought that, but we won't know. He's going to give you that spin. It's all part of the calculus. And now he's a Dodger. Wouldn't that be something if he helps the Dodgers in the back end? Jesus.
617-779-0985. The other part is that they still believe some way, somehow they're going to be competitive this year.
No, not now.
But they admit that they're worse, which is so obvious. Like, of course you are. And you're a worse team. You took a step back.
So they're sitting there. We always look at the target date of Memorial Day weekend, right? Are you in it or you're not? Are you there? Are you right there with the Yankees? Or are you going to be eight out by then? Because if you're eight out by then, is that being competitive?
No, but eight out by the end of May is a lot. I mean, it could happen.
Cool. What's competitive to them? Like, what's
no, it could be.
We need to be under
by
five.
The end of May. That's not too bad. That could happen. Here's what I want to know. If we get to May 1st, and the Red Sox are within a game or two of first place, or they're in first place.
All right, a month of baseball,
right? A month in.
Yep.
Are you buying it?
No, I think I need one more.
I think they're in an impossible spot out of the gate this year.
Yeah, you can't buy it that quick because they've done this before. We've had years here where I remember the year they want to cut David Ortiz. After
no, I mean, just talk about how people feel. Do they truly believe in this team?
No.
And I'm telling you, they are going to have so much to prove that.
They should
first
come
of
out
all,
fast,
I think,
right?
I think it's a horrible, probably a horrible atmosphere that's going to sort of be with this team because they've just traded away their best player and a well-liked guy and David Price, who is, whether or not we like this,
he ran at clubhouse.
Players like David Price. Dare I say David Price was a leader, and that's a bad thing to have.
Well, no,
David Price
is
a leader is not good.
But
not good. It was never good.
You think they don't win people over if they jump out 25-15 in their first 40 games?
I think people are going to say, we'll
start
see.
Looking. People start watching
them. I think people will be into the team, no doubt about it, but I don't think anyone's going to buy in on them and say, this is wow,
then
this is great.
Then you have one more month to prove it.
Like, they're going to need to be
gonna stick around for a month, or are you going to
for three full months of the season before anyone's like, you know what, this team might be okay.
I tell you what, they sweep a series and win like three in a row. That's all it's going to take. It won't take half a season and full health from your starting rotation, all that stuff. People will buy in much earlier than that.
Hardy, they're going to have openers. I don't think we're going to be in this position. I just think they're.
I don't think so either. But don't discount how quickly Red Sox fans will be back in and all in on this team if they get out to a good start in their first 40 games.
I think they're in a difficult position now. Is what I think. I don't believe in them. Do you?
No.
I don't think anyone else does either.
No.
It's a hard spot because even when you're playing well, I think there's going to be a tendency for people to say, we'll see about this team. We'll see.
But if they beat good teams and they win series against good teams, then the evidence will be there through 40 games.
Well,
I mean,
so
it'll be hard to discount it. But wins their first series against the Yankees, if you don't get blown out of either building, either playing down there or playing here, and you hang with them and even manage to beat them a handful of times, people will not be all that upset.
It's May 8th in New York.
That's your first big test right there.
Well, they're more than a month into the season at that point.
See, the Yankees are going to be sort of waxing out that mysterious pitcher. You're not going to know who's going to be starting because we can't really forecast it. You know what I mean? To be named.
Dan Shaughnessy will join us coming up at 11. We'll talk to Billy Jaffe about the Bruins coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Talk a little hockey with Billy Jaffe of Nesson, who joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Beetle. What's up, Zoe? Good morning.
When's the last time you worked with Tom Caron?
Last week.
Okay. You guys are pretty good together, dude.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. We had a good time. Yeah, it's great. Great fun being fun. This was fun.
Prior to it, like, how many have you done a bunch of games with him or no?
Yeah, well, Tommy and I worked, TC and I have done the last couple of bean pots. I'm going to say three, maybe even four. And then we've also done most of the last, 5 or 6 years of Hockey East. Not all of them. TC's missed a few due to the Red Sox training camp. Yeah. But we've done, I'd say a decent amount of games. We have a lot of fun. We try not to take it too seriously, but try and bring it to you and as best as we can. And, man, did the beanpot bring it, especially two of the second game last Monday and then the game last night. Yeah. That was awesome theater, awesome hockey theater.
All right, Billy, so let's talk about the big club. Let's talk about the Bruins.
Yeah.
Trade deadline is on the way, and we're already starting to hear some rumors, including one for Joe Thornton. You in or out on Jumbo Joe making a return to Boston?
I'd love to see Joe. I love him personally. I don't know if it fits as well as much as perhaps some would think, but you know, would it be bad? No. On the other hand, you know, where are you going to put him? I mean, that becomes kind of the big question. You know, he's not a fourth line center, but are you going to bring him in and you're going to be able to play him as a kind of fourth line guy, third line guy? I mean, you put him in your third line center. Are you bumping up Charlie Coyle to right wing on the second line? You know, I really love Coyle's third line center, and I was talking about it with other Bruins guys the other day, or broadcasters, and I mean, Coyle's possession play and the way he is, you could argue he's been their best forward since coming out of the All-Star CBA break, Beetle. So that would be a tough spot. I mean, if Joe wants to make a run at things, it would be ironic, obviously, coming back here. I think it would be fun, and it would be cool. On the other hand, I don't know if you would be able to maximize, you know, his usage. And what can he bring when it's all said and done?
And would he embrace one to come back? Because I know things ended badly for him. He was very upset when he left.
Well, that's the big – I mean, look, you're not going to trade for him if he doesn't want to come here. You're just not going to. You're not going. I got to be honest with you. I haven't looked at his. I know he signed a 1-year deal after last year at a less amount. He was making $7 million for a couple of years in a row, but now he's at a couple mil. But I don't know if there's any type of a trade clause in his contract. So I'm February 24th is the deadline, and we have a show on Nesson for that. But I'm starting my work for that in the next couple of days.
When you look at this team, they have 11 regular season losses. Two of them. Or to the Red Wings, not a very good team. But what's the problem against the damn Red Wings?
I don't know. It's kind of like, is it like the Pats against the Dolphins?
Yeah, bad matchup.
Bad matchup for some reason. And look, the other day, the first game of the year, the Bruins just, against Detroit, they didn't have it. And, you know, you say, okay, guys, you got to have it. I thought they played a pretty darn good game the other day. Jonathan Bernier, the goaltender for Detroit, I thought was excellent. No, that's part of the game. You still got to find a way to win. The whole back-to-back thing this time, Zoe, I don't think it helped them. I felt like they actually had some good energy. I thought they played structured. I thought they played the style they wanted to. They just couldn't put it over the top and get that extra goal. And I don't know if the excuse of playing back-to-backs for the third time in about a week and a half came into it, but I will tell you that playing back-to-back, and the Bruins had to agree to that start. I was told that 22 hours is the minimum in between games that the league can schedule. So if you're playing a 1 o'clock or a 3 o'clock game the day before, the earliest you could start is 1. They start at 12:30, obviously, so they must have agreed to it. I don't think it helped them. I don't when it's all said and done. But is it their kryptonite this year? I guess. I mean, they've beaten Washington, so are they past that? Well, Caps are still a great team, but yeah, Detroit this year seems to give them a little kerfuffle with them.
What'd you make of the goal that was waved off on review in that game?
The offside goal there, mm-hmm. where Bergeron, it's my standard one. It's okay by the letter of the law, offside, because his skate is still touching the ice. Now, did we have a perfect view that said, if you want to split hairs and say, could you tell that his skate blade wasn't off the ice by a little bit? I guess not, but I think it was on the ice. So by the letter of the law, his foot is there, and he's considered offside. Does it have any impact on the play? No. Should replays take as long as they did? No. Now, according to what we heard via reporting on the air, is that it took a little while for the league to get certain views from NBC, who was doing the game on Sunday. But to me, that becomes the issue with replay in all sports. I saw it in college hockey last week. It was awful. I'm seeing it in pro hockey regularly. I'm not going to argue at Beadle, because the fact is, yes, if his skate was touching the ice, by the letter of the law, it's offside. But geez, I mean, come on now. It didn't impact the play at all. But that's what we've gotten to. We have gotten ourselves away from egregious and to the minutia, the millimeters, literally. And I don't get it. It's a game of human mistakes, human error. Play on.
Billy, I want to ask you about some of the comments that were made by Zdeno Chara the other day. He was asked about his future. It came after his 1,500 game tribute. Mm-hmm. And he said he hadn't given it much thought, what he was going to do, and that he was keeping an open mind. He said, quote, I said it many times, there are guys who are obviously a priority for this team, so they have to be signed probably before me, and we'll see where we're at. Obviously, we have a lot left in the regular season and then the playoffs, so we'll see. When he signed his latest deal, we had sort of made the assumption that by the time he gets to the end of that deal, he's probably going to retire. It doesn't really feel that way anymore, does it?
Well, remember, he had that long-term deal, then he signed the one-year deals, and now he's got the luxury of saying exactly that, deal, right? I mean, A, he's had just this amazing career, and B, he's got a lot of respect, and I think he understands that, you know, the team has to decide to want to sign him again, too, but he also holds really all the cards. You know, look, if he says, look, you know, if they win the Cup, does he retire? I mean, that would be the grandest, most awesome way to ride out. On the other hand, this guy does love the game. So does it feel like it? I can't sit here and tell you I think this is it. No, I can't. But he understands that they've got guys, whether, for instance, it's a Jake DeBrusque or somebody else that has to sign a contract that's going to be around. He knows a lot longer than him. So if it fits for him with regard to physical play, mental, but also financial when it's all said and done, he understands, I think, where he is on the financial hierarchy now with regard to this team. You know, despite the fact that he's still playing 20 at time, you know, about three weeks ago, he was playing 27 minutes. Holy smokes. Like, those guys make $7-9 million a year, but he understands he's a $2-3 million guy now. So he holds out those cards right there. But I would tell you today, sitting here, watching him come out for practice right now, it wouldn't surprise me, as of today. We got a lot of hockey left, bud, though, if he came back.
Yeah, I think it's a standard answer by him, you know, where that milestone made the question be asked. I think he answered the best he could.
Yeah.
You look at the way it ended last year, the broken jaw and everything. And, like, if he's healthy at the end of this year and they go on one hell of a run, I mean, the best team in the city right now.
Yeah.
No, so.
So for him, it's not why not, I'll do it again.
We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. The smile on his face, you guys know this, you're in sports, you see it, but when you see guys come out for practice that legitimately like it, you know, like he loves getting out there. I mean, you know, Zoe, to put your cleats on every day.
Billy, last time we were Warrior, Hardy and I are up there, and we were watching him and Bergeron, and to watch those guys attack practice, this day of game, freaking morning skate. And Char's going around leaning on people, and he's doing this without a freaking mask. I'm like, I would at least cover the jaw during practice. You know, take one of those pucks off the jaw would be like, you know, I've had enough. But yeah, he was like hell on skates at practice.
And going to work out after, yeah, no problem, and leading the young guys and doing everything. It's genuine. It's legit. His passion is still there for the game. There's no doubt about it.
I wish I had it.
All right, Billy. Appreciate your time, bud.
All right, bud.
All right, guys. See you later. Have a great week.
Good call last night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Billy Jaffe with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. With us in studio, Dan Shaughnessy, coming up in 90 seconds.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.